Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
Thursday, Cowboys Nation, and welcome to another episode of Dallas Cowboys Daily here on the Blog and the Boys Podcast Network. I'm your host, Jess Navarez, and the Cowboys continue to gear up for Sunday's game against the Houston Texans. However, a bit of a busy news day on Wednesday, so let's get right into it. Today is Thursday, December 8th. Happy Thursday, my friends. And before we talk about some press conference highlights from Coach Mike McCarthy, we of course need to touch base on OBJ and the latest to come out of that, as well as Wednesday's injury report for the Cowboys. So let's start with Wednesday's injury report update, and keep in mind the Cowboys will not have a padded practice this week, so bear that in mind when I'm reading this out loud to y'all. Nonetheless, here is Wednesday's injury report. The following guys were listed as limited in Wednesday's practice. Those guys being defensive tackle Quinton Bohanna with a knee injury, safety Jayron Kearse with a shoulder injury, and defensive end DeMarcus Lawrence with a foot injury. And the following guys did not participate at all in Wednesday's practice. Those guys being defensive tackle Jonathan Hankins with a non-injury slash personal reason, cornerback Kelvin Joseph with an illness, and defensive end Sam Williams with an illness as well. Now, of course, we just heard that cornerback Kelvin Joseph is battling an illness at the moment, and of course, we're keeping a very close eye on that, especially because, well, he was first up to take the CB1 spot in the loss of Anthony Brown. So here's what Mike McCarthy said about his improvement in the cornerback position so far this season.
I think it's like anything. I mean, you know, he's a second-year player, so I mean, he's definitely someone that is getting better with opportunities. And, you know, I think he's done a lot of good things on special teams. You know, I mean, the penalties has been his challenge, but it's his are from an over-aggressive play style. So I mean, you know, that's that. If we're going to err on the side of play style, we definitely want to be on that side of it. So I definitely think Kelvin is in that category. He's going to get tested just like he did when he went in last week. So, and you know, we're cognizant of it, but you know, he's a young player that has a lot of growth in front of him.
Now, something else absolutely worth mentioning is that Tyron Smith officially had his first practice since August 24th when the hamstring tendon injury first occurred. Here's what Mike McCarthy said about Tyron's return and what this means for the team.
Anytime Tyron's on the field, that's a good day for Dallas Cowboys. I mean, let's call it what it is. So, you know, and I think just like anything, when you watch these players go through, you know, through injury rehab, it's so personal. It's such a long process, you know, coming back. And, you know, I just give him and the staffs, you know, so much credit. You know, you see him in there every morning. So, you know, it's exciting on the personal level because you know what they've gone through to get back out there. So, because I, you know, he's, like I said, he's here every day. I mean, he's been here, you know, 4 or 5 days a week, you know, through the whole process. So he's definitely ready to go, and it'll be great to have him back out there.
Absolutely love that he is back. Keep in mind, there's still no time frame for when we'll see him officially take the field during a game, but just something I wanted to mention. Another player who we still don't have an official timeline for, but is on the up and up, well, wide receiver James Washington. Here's what Mike McCarthy said about his plans with James for Wednesday's practice and seeing how things go so far.
I think clearly, you know, he's physically ready. You know, I thought his numbers were good, conditioning-wise and so forth. So we'll give James a lot more today.
And of course, staying on the topic of all things wide receiver, yep, you know which one I'm talking about. This wouldn't be an episode of DCD without your latest OBJ watch. And there was a lot to come out of Wednesday, even though we still don't have an answer. But let's start with what Mike McCarthy said about Odell's visit.
I thought the visit went very well. I know personally, extremely impressed with Odell, enjoyed our time together. Liked his vibe, you know, and just... Just enjoyed everything about, you know, our talk. You know, we didn't talk a whole lot about football. I talked more about life and family. So I think for the most part, I thought it was a very, very positive, productive visit.
Jane Slater tweeting out saying that according to one of her sources, no offer to OBJ was made and that there are serious concerns about availability to play this season. In absence of seeing him run routes, seeing him cut, well, they're forced to evaluate the information they have. She said it doesn't seem as optimistic as it was pre-visit. So the most interesting thing to come out of this entire saga on Wednesday was that Micah Parsons actually gave the information to the media about the first and really the only timeline that we have so far as a time frame for when Odell could possibly make an on-field return. Take a listen.
He told me 5 weeks. He said 5 weeks. So, I mean, only a person... I believe no trainer, no doctor, no anybody in the league can tell a player how he feels. It's your body, and that's just for anything. Whether any part of your body hurt, no one could tell you how your body's going to feel except for you. So if that's what he said, I always believe in, or any other player, you know. If they push you to play and say, no, my body hurts, I can't go. And that's, you have to respect that.
Reporters also bumping into Jerry Jones in the hallway, and of course we got an update on that from John Machota, who tweeted out saying that when Jerry Jones was asked about OBJ, he said, quote, "We're still working on it." So a lot of ups and downs with this entire thing, and of course we didn't expect Wednesday to be any different, and it wasn't. But as usual, I will keep you posted as soon as we get more information. Now, if you're wanting even more Cowboys content to get you through your Thursday, we have you covered here on the Blogging the Boys podcast network, starting with a new episode of The Ocho with RJ Ochoa. That'll drop later this morning, as well as a new episode of Riled Up with Roy White and Tom Ryle. That'll drop later this afternoon. And a little something I want to put on your radar that may or may not happen later this afternoon is a special interview that will drop as part of the BTB interview series. However, as usual with these things, sometimes stuff happens, life happens, and it may or may not happen. But again, keep it in mind that you could be getting a very cool and, of course, BTB interview series exclusive interview later today. So just keep an eye on that. So to ensure that you don't miss that or any of the amazing episodes my fellow BTBers put out, make sure to go subscribe to the Blogging the Boys podcast network wherever you listen to your podcast if you haven't already. Of course, while you're at it, we would highly appreciate it if you would go write us a sweet review and leave all 5 stars with that rating. Again, if you haven't already. If you have, you're amazing. Make sure to go give us a follow on Twitter, Instagram, or TikTok, a like on Facebook, or of course, go subscribe to our YouTube channel. And that's officially all I have for you today, my friends. But don't you worry, I'll be back tomorrow with even more Dallas Cowboys Daily. I hope you have a fantastic rest of your Thursday and you go out and you just kill it today. You go crush those goals. You go do all the things because we are almost done with this work week. And I don't know about y'all, but it went by a little bit fast for me. And I still have not done my Christmas shopping. So here's your reminder for that if you need to do that as well. Also, low-key reminding myself, but not the point. Anyways, I believe in you always, my friends. Never forget it. Have yourself a great day, and I'll talk to you tomorrow, Cowboys Nation.